Songs of Hope, 7 to 9 a.m. each Sunday on Southern FM 88.3. Songs that praise, songs that heal, songs that save, songs of hope.
A very good morning to you. You are listening to Songs of Hope here on 88.3 Southern FM, and you are with Annie Morrison this morning here on Sunday, the 21st of April, and we are broadcasting live from our studio in Melbourne, Victoria, and we want to thank the churches of Glen Ira, Kingston and Bayside who help bring our program to you. And we proclaim the beautiful mighty name of Jesus, and we can expect a top of 16 degrees today. Beautiful weather coming up tomorrow and Tuesday, 21 and 23 degrees. And let's go to the word of the day. Let's turn to a beautiful word of God. It says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, "Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus." And yes, let's be grateful and thankful in all circumstances. I'm going to start the program. I've got a great program lined up, and I'm going to be introducing about three new artists to you, so stay tuned. But this is Casting Crowns, Nobody.
Why you ever chose me has always been a mystery. All my life I've been told I belong at the end of the line with all the other not quite, with all the never get it right. But it turns out they're the ones you were looking for all this time. 'Cause I'm just a nobody trying to tell all about somebody who saved my soul. Ever since you rescued me, you gave my heart a song to sing. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
Well, Moses had stage fright, and David brought a rock to a sword fight. You picked 12 outsiders nobody would have chosen, and you changed the world. Well, the moral of the story is everybody's got a purpose. So when I hear that devil start talking to me, saying, "Who do you think you are?" I say, "I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody all about somebody who saved my soul. Living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
So let me go down, down, down in history as another blood-bought, faithful member of the family. And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus. So let me go down, down, down in history.
Going down in history.
Has another blood-bought, faithful member of the family.
That's all I ever want to be.
And if they all forget my name, well, that's fine with me. I'm living for the world to see, nobody but Jesus.
But Jesus.
you, Jesus. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fight, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood. And what he did for me on Calvary is more than enough. So I trust in God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. In God, my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail. Perfect submission, and all is at rest. I know the author of tomorrow has ordered my steps. So this is my story, and this is my song, I'm praising my risen King and Savior all the day.
He paid it every groan. And he heard, and he answered.
my Savior, the one who will never fail. He will never fail.
Here's Carl Faze with the Daily Nudge.
In researching our series, Jesus the Game Changer, one of my great surprises was understanding the monastic movement. I'd always believed they were inhabited by introverts who spent all their time in contemplation and prayer. This is far from the case. In fact, monasteries were influential in creating capitalist economies. This was for several reasons, but one was that these institutions were meritocracies. As the author and researcher Rodney Stark comments.
Marvelous thing about the monasteries, of course, is they could make long-term economic plans, and they were meritocracies, of course, because they didn't have to deal with idiot sons. You know, the nobility had to deal with the fact that they'd come along with a guy who'd waste all the money. But in the monasteries, they always took the smart guys and put them in charge.
Carl Faze for DailyNudge.org.
Great message there from Carl Faze. I'm now going to introduce to you a artist called Adam Kopczynski. And he has sent in a song called One Call. And he has written to us telling us a little bit about his inspiration for writing this song. He said, this is a song about Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty. His friend Big Al was diagnosed with a health issue that could take his life at any moment. A phone conversation between the two led to Phil driving across the state lines to bring good news of Jesus. Not only was Big Al saved before he passed 2 months later, but seeds were planted at his funeral because of this drive. It is my hope, says Adam, that this opens people's eyes to God's sovereignty, that one action can have a big influence bringing others to Christ. One call, one drive, one action, many lives saved and many seeds planted. To God be the glory. So thank you, Adam. This is his song called One Call.
Down on the third baseline, a well-known coach who didn't know the time. You see, he just received some bad news. He called a good Brent Bell and said, listen to my blues. Like a good Brent, he drove up and there said, I've got an ear and I've got a prayer. There's a man who paved the way. You may die, but you're alive today. And baptized by the river in a small town in Arkansas, he was washed clean just before the dawn. When grace wrapped his arms around him and brought him up to peace from a one phone call, a drive, and a prayer and a fall, a fall to his knees. The man has failed. You know the man up there, they said a prayer in Jesus' name. 2 months later, he'd be gone. And guess we'll never know how long we had before that man died. He has failed to speak, and at a celebration, everyone heard the same scene. And baptized saw. He was washed clean just before the dawn. When grace wrapped his arms around him and brought him up to peace from a one bone call and driving a prayer and a fall. A fall to his knees. No.
That was One Call from the artist Adam Kopczynski. And Adam had written to me saying that he was listening to the program and heard us playing the song from Ben Lutter. And they're both from Stevens Point in Wisconsin in the USA. And he was saying that he listened and he listened to the program. And he wanted to send us his music. So thank you so much, Adam, and thank you for listening. And it's wonderful how we can be reaching, I guess, you know, all around the world. Our program is live on the internet, as well as we record it, and people can download it for a week after we have played our sessions. So it's really a wonderful way to share the gospel. And we love encouraging Christian artists here at Songs of Hope. So thank you so much and keep sending us your music. We'll be right back after these messages.
The traffic is heavy again, which is great news for business. So how do you drive more people to your door? Civic Outdoors billboards, of course. Spending research shows that when people are outside the home, they're 2 times more alert and likely to act. This makes Civic Outdoors billboards the obvious choice for your message's success. Want to find out more? Call Civic Outdoor on 9830 0026 or visit civicoutdoor.com.au. Get outside.
Southern FM sponsor.
1 in 6 older Australians have experienced elder abuse.
All I'm doing is helping him with his finances. I think it's only fair I take a little bit extra for myself.
I don't want to get into trouble, but it is my money. I managed my own life perfectly well for years.
How are your actions affecting the older people in your life? For free confidential information and support, call 1-800-ELDER-HELP. That's 1-800-353-374.
Anzac Day commemorations across Bayside acknowledge service to our country in times of conflict, past and present. Beaumaris RSL will hold an Anzac march and service on Sunday, the 21st of April. The march will start at 2:45 p.m. at Beaumaris Concourse Green, Reserve Road, Beaumaris. The service will be held at 3 p.m. at Beaumaris Memorial Community Centre Forecourt and Cenotaph, 96 Reserve Road, Beaumaris. For more information, visit Beaumaris RSL's website.
You're listening to 88.3 Southern FM, the sounds of the Bayside.
I'm just
the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today. When you walked among men, well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime, Lord, for my take one day at a time, one day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you, just give me the strength to do every day.
Myself a time or two. There were bridges crossed and burned, but through all the wreckage I have learned, there is one thing that I can never lose. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. I've seen where
to strength. I've seen failures met with grace. And it's not from what I've done, it's Christ in me. A miracle I can't explain. Oh, he's given me his name. I'm the richest man that I could ever be. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. I'm going home. If I got Jesus, I've got all that I could ever need. Take the world away from me and I'll be okay. If I got Jesus, there's a hope that's living deep inside, a joy that I could never hide, and a safe place to fall. If I got Jesus, I got it all. If I got Jesus, I got it all.
Definitely, if I've got Jesus, I've got it all. He certainly is the precious pearl. That's Ben Fuller. And prior to that, I played One Day at a Time, Sweet Jesus by the Acidals. Up now, we have our message from Chris Witz. It's called This Too Shall Pass, and it will be about 4.5 minutes.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Can you remember as a child going through an upsetting time only to have your mother say, "Hey, don't worry, this too will pass"? Bit of a puzzle, really, when you're hurting, you're upset about perhaps being ignored by your friend or not getting invited to the birthday party. What was Mum talking about? This too shall pass. It's an interesting bit of advice. I think it's worth thinking over. Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. Can you remember as a child going through an upsetting time only to have your mother say, "Hey, don't worry, this too will pass"? Bit of a puzzle, really, when you're hurting, you're upset about perhaps being ignored by your friend or not getting invited to the birthday party. What was Mum talking about? This too shall pass. It's an interesting bit of advice. I think it's worth thinking over for a few minutes. It's a common saying, this too shall pass. It means that one day you'll be free from whatever you're going through. It's had a lot of different meanings and different situations. It was said that the US President Abraham Lincoln during the Civil War kept a sign on his desk that said, this too shall pass. Indeed, the end of that awful conflict did come to pass, but after a lot of pain. Trials come, trials go. But many don't go easily, and maybe you've said it yourself. And it was considered to be a popular proverb in the US in the 1900s. I don't understand what's happening right now, we might say, but I guess it'll pass. I feel discouraged now, but it'll pass. I don't see how things can get better, but one day this too shall pass. I wonder if you can think how often that statement has saved you from despair. Maybe you've been through deep pain or sorrow or some difficulty, and you might have taken comfort from these golden words, this too shall pass. Some of us tend to fool ourselves, thinking that life is beautiful and sweet all the time. But when we realise that good times don't continue indefinitely, we're less likely to be dismayed by the bumps and bruises of life. Have you ever known someone whose life was so smooth that they couldn't cope when adversity came? They had convinced themselves that life would roll on untouched by difficulty or pain. Well, common sense tells me they won't get everything their own way. So this simple phrase, "this too shall pass," serves as a reminder that all things, both good and bad, are temporary and will eventually come to an end. They carry the ability to remove weight from our shoulders. And if you have a Christian faith, you can say this with extra confidence because you believe in God and the fact He has a purpose for your life. I was reading about the noted British journalist, politician Malcolm Muggeridge. He was well known, particularly in the UK, and was one of the great literary figures of British life in the 20th century. He'd been a TV journalist for the BBC. Muggeridge had a profound change of heart in his Christian life. He believed in Jesus, and his writings have impacted many people. When he was older, looking back on his life, he realised the painful and distressing events had actually taught him the most. Here's what he said. If it were possible to eliminate the cold, hard winds of life, the result would not make life delectable, but make it too banal and too trivial to be endurable. Every happening is a parable whereby God speaks to us, and the art of life is to get the message. Now, I think that statement's very helpful. Every happening is a parable where God speaks to us. This too shall pass. That's got meaning when we think of it in light of God's involvement. In Psalm 30, verse 5 in the Old Testament, the psalmist writes, "For his anger lasts only for a moment, but his favour lasts a lifetime. Weeping may stay for the night, but rejoicing comes in the morning." And that Bible passage suggests that even though difficult times come, they will eventually pass and be replaced by the more positive experience. So the good news is this: God never leaves us to fend for ourselves. He promises that He will be with us. His whole heart encompasses our pain. He gives us His peace. We know that things do pass. And that phrase, "this too shall pass," is important. The too, T-O-O, reminds us no matter what it is, it will pass. The Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians said, "This world and the things of this world are passing away." Do you notice that they haven't passed yet? We're also waiting for them to start passing. Each day draws us closer to the day when Jesus Christ will return and the world will change in an instant. Dear Lord, how often have we despaired, thinking that things are going to go on forever? How long can I endure this? But we know that as we trust in You, that there is a purpose for everything. Lord, teach us to learn what it is that You're saying to us, even in the midst of our troubles. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
It's Ian Healy, and I'm here to talk to you about back pain and Kesa. If you're one of the 80% of Australians who suffer from back pain, it's tempting to do nothing, but this can cause weaknesses down the road. The best place to start with back pain is exercise, and the best place to exercise is Kesa. Kesa's physios and Swiss-designed strength training equipment help you build strength in a supervised environment. I go to Kesa, and you can too.
Book at one of our 19 clinics across Victoria. Visit kesa.com.au.
Southern FM sponsor.
Most people are unaware that bad bacteria can grow quickly in food that's stored, prepped, or cooked incorrectly, and that can lead to food poisoning. To avoid bad bacteria, always make sure your hands and cooking utensils are clean. Keep raw meat and chicken away from food that won't be cooked. Run your fridge at or below 5 degrees Celsius and use a meat thermometer to ensure your meat's being cooked to at least 75 degrees Celsius. For more tips on keeping bad bacteria at bay, visit foodsafety.asn.au.
The overture is about to start.
Revel in Cole Porter's award-winning score of witty, hummable hits as the Battle of the Sexes takes center stage in Gilbert and Sullivan Opera Victoria's presentation of Kiss Me, Kate. Bursting with fresh voices, high-energy dance and backstage shenanigans. On stage for five shows only at Alexander Theatre Clayton from the 2nd to the 5th of May. Book now at gsov.org.au.
88.3 Southern FM.
It certainly is 88.3 Southern FM, and you are with Annie Morrison this morning here on Songs of Hope. In January, we introduced a artist to you called Kathy Sheeda, and she's from Minnesota in the USA, and she has sent us another song called Man Upon the Cross, and she said that this is a song from the perspective of someone standing at the foot of the cross watching what Jesus went through. And she says, may this song remind you of his love shown through what he did on the cross. So amen to that, Kathy. Thank you so much. This is Man Upon the Cross.
As I stood below and watched, amazed by what I saw, that man upon the cross hung willingly. He didn't fight to get down or want relief from it all. What kind of man is this who takes my place? How deep this love must be that he stays on that tree. Instead, I'll just receive. As he lifted up his head, he struggled for each breath, yet all I saw was love in those eyes. I know I don't deserve, and I could never earn the gift this prayer this love must be. This love must be that he stays on that. Instead, I'll just receive that man upon the cross who died for me.
God sent his son. They called him Jesus. He came to love, heal and forgive. He lived and died to bow my pardon. An empty grave is there to prove my Savior lived. Oh, he lived, 'cause he lived. I can face tomorrow, 'cause he lived, he lived. All fear is gone, 'cause I know he holds the future, and life is worth the living out because he lived. And then one day I'll cross that river, yeah. I'll fight life's final war with pain. I know he lived, 'cause he lived. I can face tomorrow, 'cause he lived. Oh, he lived. All fear is gone. Oh, life is worth the living just because he
Oh, there's a man in my soul.